بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وربك فكبر وثيابك فطهر والرجز فاهجر ولا تمنن تستكثر ولربك فاصبر. We read yesterday the beginning of Surah Muddathir, in which after Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam for the second time after receiving revelation, wahi from Allah Ta'ala. This also had a great impact and caused great anxiety to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he went home and wrapped himself in a shawl. Allah Ta'ala said, now is the time for Risalat, to convey the message of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُمْ فَأَنْذِرْ, get up now and warn the people of life, what life is, and that we're going to return to Allah, and that Allah has given us life to prepare for the Akhirah. And in that process, Allah Ta'ala says, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ, or اَبْنِ رَبْكِي بَرَائِ بُرْ, and speak of the greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Invite towards Allah Ta'ala, and particularly Allah is saying the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And as a person gains ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala, he realizes he himself is totally insignificant, the whole world is insignificant, and in his heart only the greatness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala comes. The starting point really for a person to correct himself is to find the greatness of Allah. As it has been said, مَنْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ, and the opposite is also true, مَنْ عَرَفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرَفَ رَبَّهُ. A person who has recognized Allah, that Allah is absolute, Allah has full power, he will realize that he himself is nothing whatsoever, and that he can do nothing. And when he realizes this, and Allah Ta'ala blesses him, and he gets full tawakkul on Allah, and he trusts fully upon Allah Ta'ala, Allah takes care of all his matters then. Allah will look after all his matters also. And a person who recognizes his nafs, that my nafs is just here to destroy me, my nafs can do absolutely nothing for me, we want to secure our nafs, we want to do everything for our nafs, but our nafs can do nothing for us whatsoever. And nafs is ammara bisu, it commands us with evil all the time. So why should we please our nafs? We should please Allah Ta'ala. So this, and Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to speak of this in that environment of Makkah Sharif, when people were just not prepared to accept Allah. They believed in their idols to such an extent, and they were totally dependent on their idols. Psychologically, mentally also, in everything, they felt their idols could do everything. In that environment, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded to call them towards the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَحِّرْ, or apne kapre paak rakh, and keep your clothes, and keep on keeping your clothes clean. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hind rahmatullah alayhi said that his ustad Maulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi said that ye are all the words of command, amr, a command. And a command in Arabic has got two things, that is presently and for the future also. Now, and yeah, he said it is su'e adab, it is against the adab of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this translation be made, that you keep your clothes clean. In other, what should be maintained is the continuity, that as you are keeping your clothes clean, always keep them clean. Otherwise, if you tell somebody keep your clothes clean yourself, it gives the impression he was dirty. Na'uzubillah, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is great disrespect of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he was always, so the continuity is referred to here, and not the command as such. So Allah Ta'ala says that always keep your clothes clean. Ulama have written, Mufassireen have written, that the clothes outwardly must be clean, tidy, neat, everything a person must be. And especially a person who is a da'i, who is calling people towards Allah, he himself must be also presentable to Allah Ta'ala. And when the clothes have to be clean, then the body must be also clean. And the clothes also, they must be clean also and park also. They are two different things. For example, if some urine got onto the clothes and we just cleaned it off, but we did not make it park. It's clean now, but it's not parked. The clothes must be clean also, and they must be parked also. And this is also very important. We should see that our clothes remain parked. And then the body also, it must be clean also, and it must be parked also. If a person is in need of ghusl, of janabat, and he goes and lie in a tub of water, it is possible that he becomes clean, but he will not become parked. To become parked is also important. So the body and every part of the body must be parked also. And when the body must be clean and parked, then more than that, the mind must be also clean and parked. A person's thoughts must be clean. And when the mind must be clean and parked, then the heart must be also clean and parked. The heart, and especially in that environment of Makkah Sharif at that time, the hearts that were filled with the idol worship, they had to be purified from that. All this idol worship. And today, more than idols are different things. Our technology that we depend on so many other things, and we feel we cannot live without those things. Then we have put that also in the place of like Allah, and we are also like associating partners with Allah Ta'ala. So we must purify ourselves from all that. Ulama have written here at this point that where clothes have to be parked, that as Allah Ta'ala says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى, that the clothes of taqwa, of piety, that is also important, that our clothes, they must identify with Islam also. They must show us that we are Muslims also. And clothes, really, that we say that you've got the clothes of a certain nation, etc., that is, you are acting like them. So our whole lives must be also totally Islamic. There is great details in this, that a person must keep his clothes pure and clean. So our lifestyle must be also Islamic. Our getting up in the morning till the sleeping at night, all our life, public life, private life, all that must confirm also towards Deen and towards Islam. And this duty, this great duty was given to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that in turn that he must prepare his band of Sahaba, the greatest, the most august people, the greatest and honorable people, that they also have this. And if we see the consequences of this, that how they had maintained this clothing of Islam also at all times. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to conquer Baytul Maqdis, which we call Baytul Muqaddas, at that time also he kept his clothes on. When Islam spread in the world and land after land came under Islamic rule, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave a government ordinance, a law to everywhere in the Muslim world that don't wear the clothes of the people of that country. Wear our Islamic clothes all the time. So this is also necessary, that Islamic culture is referred to by clothes also. So may Allah Ta'ala bring these realities which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sacrificed for so much and made endless effort that lifestyle comes into us.